that were shifting very easily, very quickly, very, what would the word be? I'm just going to say quickly again. That's not the word they're bringing forth, but I'm not receiving it. So in other words, we're able to shift, and they're saying, yes, I can. So it's like this cute little affirmation. But we're able to shift, yes, I can. So in other words, to really recognize whatever we stumble upon, whatever we're confused about, whatever we're like, oh my gosh, this is a ghost from the past. Excuse me, whatever may be dawning upon us. We want to remember that everything is being restored to our beauty. Everything's being restored to our highest persuasion, our highest allowance, our highest advancement. So when they say like we're able to shift quickly, that we're being offered the light, we're being offered our remembrance, we're being offered like freedom from our shackles, and the shackles are the old frequency alignment. So as we will graduate, as we will step up, as we will self-evolve, as we will self-regulate, so the self-regulation is important because the energies are stirring us. The energies are professing us, like professing our innocence, professing our truth, professing our light, professing our graduated emphasis. And we are the ones that claim it. We are the ones that secure it in place. We are the ones that fasten our seatbelt. We are the ones that glance upon our truth at last. So allow yourself to receive the light in Cobence. Allow yourself to receive the light in your full glory. Allow yourselves to receive your light in your true induction, because as you will allow it, as you will claim it. So when they're saying claim, they want me to stop. It's not like a mind claim. It's not like a thought claim. It's more of a visual enhancement. And so what they mean by visual enhancement is, how do I say this? It's like you're recharging yourself with your light, with your brilliance. So you're not trying to solve the issues of life, of your history, whatever, by prior circumstances. In other words, who you believed you were previously, because that's the one that kind of got stuck in the maze. What you're doing is you're signaling your readiness for your they're saying involvement, but it's like involvement in your security. And your security is your light. Your security is light supreme. Your security is your advancement of faith. Your security is who you are in your dislodged state. In other words, beyond the consciousness of fear, beyond the consciousness of all of the old stimulations, because we're perceiving onward. So we want to remember that it's like our higher self is holding out her hand in offering, in loveliness, in security, in light. Like it's almost like, come, this is the way. So when this is the way, we're releasing polarization. We're releasing someone's right and someone's wrong. And we're graduating to our wholeness, because it's out of that wholeness of light. It's out of that wholeness beyond density that we're going to self-regulate. So we're receiving ourselves in our highest extreme, our highest frequency note, our highest glance, our highest accounting. So that accounting is the light. It's the frequency of the light. It's light, how do I say this? It's like, that's all there is. That's all there is. So we often like bring this forth in our meditation. Sometimes it's like, oh, I can feel the light. Everything's getting white, whatever it is. What we're not used to is the simulating there. In other words, locking that in, locking that in properly, because as we will receive ourselves in our kindest gesturing, that moves us on the playing board. So in other words, it's like parallel reality, so we shift. And so we want to understand that this is upon us in God's glory. So God being our goddess, our God self, our Christ self, our I am presence. So it's almost like it's just this simple natural transition. Just the way you would expect a child to become a pre-adolescent and then an adolescent and then an adult. It's like there's a certain evolution. We want to like really feel this to be the most natural new placement, the natural new setting, the natural new orchestration that has been preconceived. So that preconceived is we're really reaching for ourselves. We're really assimilating with ourselves. So preconceived is glory to God in the highest. So we're going to take this incarnation. We're going to take on the false blemishes. We're going to take on the false illusions. And then it's preconceived that we're going to loosen that attachment of false security, because we're like, there's what we're releasing is that attachment to our former self, and we're moving abroad. We're going abroad. We're returning to our true claim, our true knowledge, our true birthing right, our new true love's extraction. So this is what is aglow, and this is what is stirring us, and this is what is supporting us. So the Elohim is these energies that are being offered, that are being remembered, that are being paid tribute to, are bringing us to our true witness. So it's out of that true witness, it's out of that light, it's out of that stirring, it's out of that sacred placement that we're like now charged with our new association, our new stirring, our new knowledge, our new wealth. Now, oftentimes they're not really crazy when I use that word new. So the idea being that it's really like assimilation of who we've always been, but we forgot because we've been associating with the darkness. So allow that change of events to occur with ease. Allow it to strengthen your own sacred knowledge, your own sacred knowing, your own sacred gifting. So when they're talking about sacred knowledge, sacred knowing, sacred gifting, we're really returning to our sacred, they're saying just say files. And the reason they're saying just say files is because it's ongoing in terms of our own self-healing abilities, our own inner insight, our own inner temple. So all of the many incarnations where we have been devoted to the light, it's like our placement is secure. So we're returning to that multidimensional security. So we want to really allow that. We want to really attest to that. Like, it's the most natural thing in the world. Why would we ever want to part with all that's already been, they're saying seized, but not, how do I say that? Like in just the acquired, noted. So just imagine like your just soul records have all of these birthing rites, have all of this like sacred awareness, sacred knowledge, and it's returning as we will as we will secure. So the secure is coming inside, and what they mean by that is coming inside to your truth, to your wealth, to your inner establishment. So it's like leaving your history behind, leaving the false illusion behind, and really securing your seat properly. We're opening up to that inner temple of wisdom, opening up to that inner temple of knowing, opening up to that inner temple of our truest claim. So when I'm receiving everyone, I'm receiving all of your impressions, meaning all of your lives where you have already graduated, where you have already assembled in that oneness of that sacred birthing. So when we talk about like moving into that heart-centered unified essence, that 5D awareness, it's already here. We've already done it. There's no one here that doesn't recall that. And so it's just the most natural assimilation as we will coincide with our sacred heart. So the sacred heart is like moving from the mind knowledge to the heart knowledge, to the heart awareness, to the wisdom that has already been secured. So allow yourselves to be gifted, allow yourselves to be orchestrated, allow yourselves to be lifted up, allow yourselves to be assimilated, allow yourselves to really preconceive all that you are going to witness, all that that is going to be stirred. So when we're receiving this in like heavy dosing. When they're saying heavy dosing, it's just sort of like there's just so much that is due us in our oneness with Source, where it's just all available. So it's like, you know, instead of taking one sacred textbook, take 10, receive them. So we're learning to be kind to self. We're learning to allow ourselves to pass. This is very important because some of us still feel like, well, I still need to forgive this person or I need to do this better. And that's true, but it's all going to be stepped upon. It's all going to be self-witnessed as you will allow yourselves to explore, as you will allow yourselves to assimilate, as you will allow yourselves your new lifestyle. So that is what is being offered. That is what is being graduated. That is what is being orchestrated. So receive God's glory in the highest. Again, our goddess essence, our goddess self. It's not like it's a male persona. It's not like it's female. It's that balanced energy of oneness that is going to shift the world. And to shift the outer world, it requires a shifting of the inner world, a shifting of the inner compass. So we're allowing that landscape to take hold. And so when I'm receiving this, I'm just receiving everybody in their amazing structure. And so the magic, the understandings are returning quite easily. So allow that to be gifted. Allow yourselves to have a new understanding of the ways of the heart. I just feel like there are actually several where you're just on the precipice. It's sort of like just one more yes, just one more faithful forgiveness, just one more I think I can. It's just sort of like you're going to cross over. I think I can. So when I'm receiving this, it's just I'm blowing my mind, meaning like I'm not functioning out of my mind. I'm just functioning out of the ways of the heart. So it's just the love inspires, the love supports. We're still keeping our body, we're still keeping our address, you know, that sort of thing. But we're functioning out of the higher awarenesses. So that's what we're receiving. That's what we're being guided and led to. That's what we're being canvassed. So it's all upon us in equal exchange. I'm now receiving myself in a lifetime with somebody here. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. But again, it's not for the entertainment. So we're not like just feeding the intellect. We're feeding the soul. We're feeding the heart. We're awakening to love's establishment. Receive, receive, receive. Kindest gesturings. So it is. Thank you.